As Josefa mentioned before, I don't have any relationship to disclose at the moment. And what are we going to talk today, briefly, is about the experience of Universidad Autónoma de Ciudad Juárez, for now on UACJ. And we want to talk about what was the experience of that university. And to put it in context, Ciudad Juárez is now the most violent city in the world, more than Baghdad, more dangerous than Baghdad. And this problem started in the late 90s, and it has been going forward, and now it involves the whole community of the university, the whole groups in the university. So we want to talk about a healthy university program in UACJ, what kind of intervention they have been made, and the Mexican Healthy University Network at the moment. In 1997, UACJ performs a comprehensive medical examination for freshman students. That was the beginning of the program. And they want to know what was the health status of the new students there. So they started to perform these kind of interventions. But this experience showed prevalent diseases that needed attention. Not only diseases, but also conduct in life. For example, unwanted pregnancy, sex without protection, and other kind of intercourses. For this reason, in 2002, the health committee was formed and the Healthy University Program was started. They were thinking, why just direct our efforts to the freshman students? We have to involve the whole community, teachers, workers, hall students, and visitors, and also the families of these groups. That's what Healthy University Program is focused on. Its mission is to promote and foster a culture based on health to improve the quality of life for students in the university. Now they have to change that word student for involve the whole groups of university community. The Healthy University Program in UACJ is a program that integrates academic and daily life activities in order to strengthen individual and collective life skills and psychological competencies, but enhancing the ability of the university community to meet their health needs. What kind of interventions? They started with a medical examination, vital signs, lab tests, oral health, anthropometry, eye tests, physical conditioning, and anamnesis, and questions on medical, psychological, and lifestyles. What was the result of that? More than 5,000 evaluations per year at the three campuses of the university located at Ciudad Juárez, Cuauhtémoc, and Casas Grandes. What was the result of that kind of intervention? 24% of the new students were overweight or obese, especially males. There is a direct relationship between BMI, blood pressure levels, and lab data, high prevalence of dental caries, 35% with some deficiency of visual acuity, and in sexual health, 65% were sexually active, 45% with more than two sexual partners in the last year, and 60% of women had had an unwanted pregnancy. That was the result at the beginning of the intervention. So they made some efforts to resolve these problems, and they practiced three kinds of activities. First, annual schedule of activity based on WHO calendar and result of medical examination. And you can see every month, except for June and July and December, because the university is closed in those months, they perform special activities. They made general activities with all the population, but they focus on a main topic each year, each month. And the most you can see, for example, March and October, they are devoted to prevention of cancer. And February, for example, sexual health, STD prevention, etc. The other program, because of their first finding, that is the obese and overweight, was the Uni Ejercitate there's an exercise program. The objective is to promote the interest in physical activity for the purpose of improving health and physical performance. This activity was directed only for people with BMI over 24. But the demand of the rest of the people who want to get involved in this program, it made it open for everybody in the university. And it's not only they can go there and make the routine, but involves also a medical evaluation, nutritional evaluation, psychological and physical fitness evaluation. It's a whole team, involves psychologists, general doctors, personal trainers, and nutritionists and dietitians. What was the main result? 40% of users with improvement of weight and glucose, cholesterol, and triglycerides levels. At the moment, there have been more than 3,000 evaluations and 2,650 users of the gym. And the third one is the Healthy University Guide. This was developed by UACJ and our office, PAHOHU, United States-Mexico Border Office. Based on a model of international health and experience of the Mexican Network of Healthy Universities. The goal is to draft a proposal from the international health perspective that facilitates the integration of health promotion in the curriculum of institutions of higher learning. This document is already, it's almost done. It's in the final review. And we hope in December it will be ready for distribution to the Mexican Network of Healthy Universities. About Mexican Network of Healthy Universities, UACJ was the promoter of this network. In 2005, first forum of Healthy University was made. The purpose was sharing experiences and best practices. 16 universities get involved in this first meeting. PAHOHU and the Mexican Secretariat of Public Health were there also. The result was the creation of the Healthy Networks in Mexico. In 2006, the first National Congress of Healthy University was performed in and 11 universities were present at that time. In 2007, the third International Congress of Health Promoting Universities, it was, I mentioned this and not the two previous before because I'm focusing only on the UACJ role. The third Congress was made in UACJ. It was called the Multiplier Learning Environment. 25 universities from 7 countries and PAHO were present at that time. Its most striking result was the drafting of the declaration of the Ibero-American Network of Health Promoting Universities. In 2008, the second National Congress of Healthy University, only 5 universities were present at that time. As you can see, from 2002 to 2008, less universities were present. Well, it started with 11, then 7, now 5. That was a problem because there wasn't enough leadership between the university to follow up with this kind of meeting. And finally, in 2009, the Fourth International Congress of Health Promotion University, UACJ was present there, and the topic was the social commitment of university, and it was held at Universidad Pública de Navarra at Spain. I think that's it. Yes. Thank you so much.